I believe that right now money is waiting to overtake you, but in order for it to do so, you have got to vibrate at a level that shows that you believe that you are worthy of and deserving of having more money than you can give, spend, invest, or save.
You're listening to the Move to Millions podcast with Dr. Darnell Jervy Harmon, the place to be for high-level conversations about all things millions. Your mission, mindset, methodologies, mandate, movement, messaging, marketing, metrics, and most definitely your money. I am your host, spiritual business growth coach, Dr. Darnell J. Harmon. Join me each week for inspiring stories, powerful interviews, and business growth strategy to help you experience abundance in your life because of your business. If you're ready to move to your next level everything, let's get this party started.
This episode is powered by Move to Millions Live. If you are a millions-minded entrepreneur or small business owner who needs access to the right community so that you continue to think at a level that will allow you to bring millions of dollars into your life experience, the only room you need to be in is Move to Millions Live. All the details are waiting for you right now at movetomillionsevent.com. I am so excited to join you for another episode of the Move to Millions podcast. If this is your very first time listening, hello and welcome. We are so happy that you are here. The Move to Millions is a mission, a mandate, a movement that is designed to restore you to your rightful birthright and abundance. I believe that before you were formed in your mother's womb, God knew you, He approved you, and He called you prophet. This is the place and space where it is completely okay for the God in you to combine with the business strategist or the business owner in you to make millions move. And we are so excited that you are here. If you are joining us for the very first time and you want to know how we get down with the Move to Millions, go to movetomillions.com and you can learn all the ways we can help you on your own Move to Millions. And just so we're clear, when I say Move to Millions, I am not talking about one. It's millions. So whether we're talking your first million or your next million, your next three, your next five, your next 10, your next 20, your next 50, this is the place where you can get everything that you need in order to experience abundance fully, both financially and spiritually. In today's episode, we're going to jump into one of my favorite topics. Listen, you can pass me on the street any day of the week, and I will always be excited to have a conversation about money. I am not afraid of money. I love money and I love talking about money because until we can normalize it, until it becomes a part of your being, it doesn't create any friction in your body, you will have a problem bringing it into your life experience. So today we are going to jump into the five money truths that changed my life. So let's journey back for a second. So if you have been listening for a while, then you know parts of my story. And if you have my book, Move to Millions, The Proven Framework to Become a $1 Million CEO with Grace and Ease Instead of Hustle and Grind, you definitely know my business. But just in case you don't or you forgot, let me give you a quick recap. So I was born to drug addicted turned crack addicted parents in 1975 in the projects of Wilmington, Delaware. I watched my mom and my dad, they got divorced when I was two. I remember part of the cataclysmic event that led to their divorce was money. I have never shared this before anywhere. You guys are the first to hear this. I was 2 years old and I remember watching my mom and dad fight at the top of the steps. And I am at the bottom of the steps. I'm 2 years old. Don't ask me why I remember this. I think I remember it because my mission and my mantle is money. I think that's why I remember. So I'm at the bottom of the steps. They're up at the top of the steps and they are arguing about money. And I remember watching them get into a physical altercation at the top of the steps. And I remember watching my dad tumble down the steps. Now, I'm kind of laughing a little bit now. I think it's funny in hindsight. I promise you at 2 years old, it was not funny. I was hysterical crying. I could not believe it. Why were they yelling? Why were they fighting? What was this all about? And the fact that I have a remembrance that it was about money is so unique to me. So that's where I was born into. Childhood chaotic at best. I watched them rob Peter to pay Paul. I watched them constantly fight about money. I watched that there was not enough money. And all of these things created beliefs for me. They became fabric in my being. They got indoctrinated into my cellular memory. I believed with everything that I had that not only did you have to work hard for money, but that money was not for someone like me. That money was meant to rob Peter to pay Paul. That you were always behind and you could never get ahead. And anytime you got money, it was gone before you could even relish in the fact that you just got money. That was what I believed in the fabric of my being, because that's what I watched my parents do. You've heard me, if you've been here before, talk about your inner seven-year-old. When we are born abundance, right? Pulled out, pushed out. We come into the earth realm as abundance. We immediately meet our parents and our abundance goes down, way down, because we are introduced to lack and fear. Don't get me wrong. Your parents did the best that they could with what they had, but their best was not the best. It was not what God desired for us. And it is through that lens that we go through life, holding in our bodies the cellular memory of what we are taught about money. It's the reason why you today, 40 years old, 50 years old, 28 years old, however many years old, are struggling with money, because you have trapped in your being the beliefs that you were taught and you caught from birth to the age of seven. They are locked in your cellular membrane. Unless you have figured out how to radically dismantle those beliefs, they are still impacting you, whether you have money or not. And so at eight, I watched my mom go to jail. We went to live with my father full time. My father was a very functional addict, very functional. He had a good job. We were technically middle class, but we were poor. And it was because of my dad's habit. Because every extra dime he had, and that's after he pinched it to turn it into 15 pennies, went to his addiction. We had the bare minimum of everything because that's just the way it was. All of these things were beliefs that were held in my cellular membrane. They flowered me. You know the story. At 16, got home early, checked the bank account statement. What I thought was $7,500 was $34.19. My dad said that was me paying to live with him.
If you love the Move to Millions podcast and the Move to Millions book is blowing your mind, then you have got to join us for Move to Millions Live. All the details are waiting for you to secure your seat at movetomillionsevent.com. I know you love the Move to Millions podcast. I know you can't wait every single week for me to drop a new episode. You know what that tells me? It tells me that you're also going to love my brand new book, Move to Millions, the proven framework to become a million-dollar CEO with grace and ease instead of hustle and grind. Listen to me. Everything you need to know to make millions of dollars without losing your shirt, your sanity, or anything that's important to you in the process is in this powerful book. It takes what you are experiencing each week on the podcast to the absolute next level. Go now to movetomillionsbook.com to grab your copy.
Another definition, another meaning of money, something else trapped in me subconsciously that it took me years to unearth. It's why, although I went to college on a full scholarship, by the time I was graduating, I had the equivalent of student loan debt massively. By the time I was 30, multiple six figures in credit card debt. I did not understand money. I was the true definition of middle class when it comes to money. Poor people believe that money is to pay bills. The middle class think that money is to have good credit so that you can pay bills and extend the life of your living and you live beyond your means. Yeah, that was me. That was me. That was me. So much so that by the time I was 35, I couldn't rob Peter to pay Paul anymore. I couldn't work hard enough to make up for the fact that I was severely in debt. And again, that $250,000 was just my credit card debt. That didn't include the good debt, my house or my car, which I stood to lose both of them in filing bankruptcy. And I'm grateful that the bankruptcy trustee did not take them from me, because he had the right to, because I was not a good financial steward at that particular time in my life. I'm also grateful that the bankruptcy trustee required me to take a financial literacy course. And part of that course, I was introduced to the book that changed my life, A Happy Pocket Full of Money. David Cameron Jocondi, if you are out there somewhere, thank you. Thank you. You changed my life. You helped me to understand the correlation between physics and neuroscience and money, and what money is, and that access to money is really just a game. And slowly but surely, I began to release those subliminal beliefs and messages from my subconscious so that I could become a millionaire by the time I was 38, a multimillionaire by the time I was 40, and an eight-figure net worth by the time I was 45. I'm 48 today. Thank you. Thank you. So I want to share with you some money truths that changed my life that I pray will begin the process of changing your life. We are going to start this conversation today in this episode, and I want to invite you to continue the conversation with me. And the way to do that is by getting your ticket to Move to Millions Live. This year, our theme is the power to create. When I first heard God say that was the theme for 2024, in my mind, he was talking about Deuteronomy 8 and 18, for it is the Lord your God who has given you the power to create wealth. That's what I thought he was talking about. But here's what I've learned, and here's what I realized. The power to create is so much bigger than that. Money is a vehicle of creation. Rich people actually see money as creation, and they know that the purpose of money is to multiply. And so to create opportunities for money to multiply. So we are going to get into and dissect money, your relationship with money, the things that are hidden in your cellular membrane that are impacting your money. We're going to get into all of that at Move to Millions Live. This is hot off the press information. The website hasn't even been updated yet. We have 3 days. Day one is about the principles, and the principles we're getting into are the principles of money. Day two is about the assets. The assets we're getting into are the assets of money. And day three is the legacy. The legacy we're talking about is the legacy of money. Yeah, we're flipping the script, changing the game. We are going to get in. So if you desire more money, no matter how much of it you have right now, if you desire more and it is not coming to you with ease, you need to get in the room. Real talk. This is not game I'm running. This is not marketing hype. I will be releasing a 7-generation anointing on the room. And to get it, you have got to be in proximity to me and millions. Move to millionsevent.com. That was a quick little sidebar, but it was important nonetheless. Okay. The truths about money that are going to change your life if you let them. These are in no particular order, but I'm going to share, I think there are 7 truths I'm going to share with you. I think there are 7. The first truth is that your ability to make money move hinges on the way you see God, the way you see yourself, and the way you see money. The way you see God, let's talk about that. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, God knew you. He approved you. He had the nerve to call you prophet. Actually, you know what? Let's take it back. Let's take it back to creation. God said, let there be, and there was. He said, let us make man in our image and likeness in Genesis 1 and 26. Let us make man in our image and likeness. Let us give him dominion over the earth and the power to subdue. Dominion means you're a head, you're a leader, you're a god of the earth. The power to subdue means everything falls under you, including money. Your ability to make money move is going to hinge upon the way you see yourself, the way you see God, and the way you see money, the way you see yourself.
Move to Millions Live is the only event that supports you before, during, and after the powerful experience to make sure that you prepare, plan, position, and profit to and beyond the $1 million mark. Move to Millions Live is the only live event that you need if you have millions on your mind. Get in proximity to your next level by joining us May 22nd through 24th of 2024, just outside of Washington, D.C. All the details are waiting for you right now at movetomillionsevent.com.
Have you gotten your seat for the Take Your First Trade Challenge yet? What are you waiting for? This is your opportunity to learn how to make millions move with Terry Igioma and our powerful five speakers, including yours truly. Go right now to tradeandtravel.com/Dr. Darnielle to secure your seat so that you can start trading your way towards a financial legacy that will make millions move. Most of you have a very cantankerous relationship with yourself. And I know I'm talking in general, so I might not be talking to you, but I have seen it by the way you carry yourself, by the things you eat and put in your body, by the way you let other people treat you. You do not see yourself the way that God sees you in every and all instances. What you settle for, what you tolerate, honey child, please. There is an opportunity for you to see yourself differently, because when you see yourself differently, that means you'll see God differently and you'll also see money differently. And the way you see money is an energy. It is a current that is always flowing. That's why it's called currency. It's supposed to flow. It's supposed to move. There are things that you do that you might be doing right now while you are listening to this episode that is impacting the way that your money is moving. But your ability to make that money move is going to hinge on how you see God, how you see yourself, and how you see money itself. The second truth, you'll never have more money than you believe is a lot. Money meets you at your level of belief. So if you believe that $1 million is a lot of money, then guess what? You won't make millions. If you believe that $10 million, $100 million, $500 million, $1 billion is a lot of money, you will not make it. It will never enter into your life experience. So you have got to stop seeing money as in any denomination as a lot. You're going to have to stop. You're going to have to raise your tolerance level of what a lot of money is. That's what you're going to have to do. It's the truth. Believe it or not, it is a truth, right? There are truths. And we actually implement the truth in our life. This is a truth. Whether you believe it or not, it is true. Third money truth. Money needs purpose to flow into your life. And the purpose cannot be rooted in lack or desperation. So when you are in a money crunch, we're entrepreneurs and small business owners here. We know about the importance of cash flow in a business and why it's absolutely essential at all times to have a cash flowing. And we also know that there are times when cash may not flow, right? Now, when you are in a period of time where cash is not flowing, shifting into desperation energy reduces your level of vibration. If you want to always vibrate high to stay in the flow of abundance, then you can't ever act as if you need money. It's the truth. Like it or lump it, it's the truth. If you need money, it won't come. You need to define the reason money comes in. You need to put your money in buckets or containers. I play this game with our clients to help them to spend the money in advance. What is the money for? Because once there is purpose, clear purpose, abundant, positive purpose, the money will flow like a river. The fourth money truth is that right here, right now, You are in a relationship with money. You may not realize it, but I want you to think about the relationship, the one. If you're married, if you're not married, and maybe you were married, if you have a significant other and you love them with every fiber of your being. They make you feel safe. They make you feel significant. They celebrate you. They're always there for you. However you would describe that relationship, that's what your relationship with money needs to be like. Here's the thing. Money shows up for you based on how you tell it to show up for you. So if you have a thin line between love and hate relationship with money, then your money will always be funny. But if you have a I love you, love is patient, love is kind, love does not keep score of wrongs kind of relationship with money, money will always be there. And for those of you who struggle with being in love with money, who have read 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil. For they that coveteth after have erred from the faith, and it has caused them sorrow, and it has your panties or your boxers in a bunch. I did a whole episode on it, but let me break that thing down for you real quick. The Bible was written in three languages, and none of them were English. And so the phrase, the love of money, gets lost in translation. The phrase, the love of money, is the word avarice, which is really extreme greed. So what the scripture really says is extreme greed is the root of all evil. And Danielle Antoinette would agree with that. Extreme greed is the root of all evil. Now, what I'm not saying is that having a lot of money is the root of all evil. Greed is the precipice of never being satisfied and being willing to do anything, compromising your values and your integrity to have money. That is evil. Having more money than you can give, spend, invest, or save so that you can do as 1 Timothy 6, 17, and 18 says, do good, never be arrogant or high-minded, and remember the source of your wealth with your money is an opportunity to be the change you want to see in the world. You're in a relationship with money. What kind of relationship is it? Is it toxic? Or is it transformational? Is it transcendent? Only you get to decide, and you can decide to change the relationship that you're in with money whenever you decide. So let's do a quick review of the four money truths that I've covered so far. Your ability to make money move hinges on the way you see God, yourself, and money. You'll never have more money than you believe is a lot. Money needs purpose to flow in, and you're in a relationship with money. The fifth money truth, this one might bless you, or it might also reveal to you why your money is funny. Money flows away from those who feel they have a shortage of it in any way. I was just at the Bold Collective conference. I am a member of the Bold Collective. I am a proud member of the Bold Collective. You have not heard of the Bold Collective. We are a collective of 214 Black women-owned businesses that generated a combined $1.2 billion in 2023. We employ a combined 3,000 employees, and we are in 24 industries and 26 states. We are bad to the bone. Oh, and we're only 2 years old. So I had the privilege and honor of keynoting the Bold Collective's third annual conference. It was amazing. It was so amazing. And during the conference, we had an opportunity to connect with our fellow Bo sisters. And one of my Bo sisters asked two questions that I love that I'm going to repeat. So Donna St. Louis, if you are listening, I'm shouting you out right now because I loved these two questions. And this is to make real for you the truth that money flows away from those who feel they have a shortage of it. First question, there's a man who's walking down the street and he stops you And he admires the light in you. And he says, "You are beautiful. I love your light. Here is $1 million. He continues walking. He stops in front of someone else. He says, "Oh my goodness, you are gorgeous. I love your light. Here's $10 million. How do you respond?" We went around our table at the Bow Collective, and some of the women responded as if they did something wrong. One person said, "I'm wondering what I did wrong to not get a $10 million. The moral to the story, people, because if someone walked up to me and said, "I love your light, here's $1 million," and then walked up to someone else and said, "I love your light, here's $10 million, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I just got $1 million that I was just being to get. I didn't have to effort for it. You know, efforting won't make you millions anyway. Alignment and embodiment will, but that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. Money flows away from those who feel there's a shortage of it. Second question, she said, "You just bought a property and the owner at closing tells you that if you walk 7 paces out and drill down 7 feet, you'll find $1 million. The question is, are you a millionaire?" Around the table, the women said, "No, or I need to see it first." I said, "Yes, because it's on my property. And he told me at closing, I don't need to see the money to know that money is my birthright. Money flows away from those who feel there's a shortage of it. If you are not finding gratitude, anytime you are dealing with money, money will flow away from you. Be grateful. Don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on what you do. Focus on the abundance that you have right now, regardless of the size of the abundance. Because when you think about what you don't have, if you think there's a shortage of money, if you say things like, "I need money, I don't have enough money for this. This is expensive. I can't afford it." Money is flowing away from you the moment that you speak those words. And if that's not what you want to happen, then I implore you to think differently, to think that there is no shortage of money. And you're just waiting on your next dose if it's not already in your life experience. The next money truth that changed my life is forgiveness frees the flow of your funds. Taking the time to forgive. You've heard me share this passage in the Bible before, Mark 11, starting at verse 20. Jesus and the disciples are walking to Bethany. Jesus sees the fig tree. He's hungry. He wants a fig Newton. This is the Darnell version, by the way. The tree, however, is not producing fruit. So he curses the tree to die and they keep walking. The next day, the disciples cannot believe as they head back to the town that the tree has curled up and died. And Jesus tells them, you can make any mountain move if you do 4 things. If you believe, if you don't doubt, if you speak what it is you seek and you forgive. Any mountain, the mountain of money, you can make it move when you believe, don't doubt, speak it, and forgive. Forgiveness frees the flow of your funds. And the last money truth that changed my life, that will change your life if you let it, is probably my favorite, and it's why I saved it for last. God will let you live on whatever level you settle for. This might make some people upset, but I believe it's a truth. If you are settling for poverty, God will let you live there. If you are settling for middle class, God will let you live there. If you are settling for wealthy, God will let you live there. God will let you live on whatever level you settle for. What are you tolerating when it comes to money? And what will happen if you decided to tolerate something else? I believe access to money is your birthright. I believe there's no shortage of it. I believe that right now money is waiting to overtake you. But in order for it to do so, you have got to vibrate at a level that shows that you believe that you are worthy of and deserving of having more money than you can give, spend, invest, or save. We started this conversation about the truths about money that changed my life. You want to continue this conversation with me? Go now to movetomillionsevent.com to get your ticket to join me live May 22nd through the 24th, just outside of Washington, D.C. in Herndon, Virginia, for Move to Millions Live 2024, The Power to Create. What I am preparing for you, your eyes haven't seen, your ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into your mind. What is waiting for you financially that will be waiting for you when you get in the room, get into the proximity of millions, and make millions move. I'll see you guys next time. Take care.
Thank you for joining me for the Move to Millions podcast. The way I see it, you deserve a business that generates millions. We'd love to have you join us in May at Move to Millions Live to help you prepare, plan, and position your company for the $1 million mark. Visit Move to Millions event now to grab your seat. If you enjoyed our time together, do yourself a favor, head on over to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Until next time, remember, millions are your birthright, and to access them, you need only move. See you next time. Take care.